Russ Mitchell, welcome into the game in Tuscaloosa.
Kicking the tires, lighting the fires.
Absolutely. And Russ, let me also compliment you. Today I walked in to the office, and I get a beautiful card. You've got a five-star looking family, and thank you for the card.
You know what they say, baby. You're going to hire an assistant coach, look at their wife. That's what you say. Who is it that said that again? Was it Franklin or somebody?
Oh, I do remember it, but I don't remember who said it.
Go look at their wife, because if they can't recruit a good wife, then they're not recruiting a five-star kid.
Well, Russ, you got a couple little ones. You know, I mean, are you talking about college in Tuscaloosa for the little ones at some point?
You know, it depends. They're both remarkably bright, actually. So I don't know.
Well, don't send them to Auburn if they're bright. I mean, that would be.
Vandy's already calling on the older ones.
So Ooh. Now listen.
We'll see how it plays out.
I mean, if Vandy calls, yep. You got to listen, Russ. I mean, it's just sort of like Michigan. If they call Dan Mullen, he's got to listen.
Hey, neither of them, you know, they're both girls. And the older one could throw a good spiral, but I don't think she's going to get a four-year ride. By the way, there's no coaches left up there anymore. Did you see that? It's Mason and a lot of crickets now that they've gotten rid of both the offensive and defensive coordinator up in Nashville.
You know, as we talk, Nick Saban is saying something that I was going to ask you about. Nick Saban said it was refreshing at the Heisman that all three guys represented themselves really well. Huh. Wonder what he's saying there. All three classy guys. Good example said. Russ, it was good to see three guys that you don't mind winning at the Heisman Trophy presentation this weekend.
Nick better get an apartment up in New York City with the amount of time he's spending up there representing Alabama players and the University of Florida, the Heisman. You're not going to suck me into that question, you know?
Come on, Russ. If Saban can do it, you can do it. Come on in, Russ.
Jameis is already in enough hot water around the country and the world without me piling on top of him. I got to tell you this, though. Florida State shouldn't be anywhere near this national championship playoff. Not even near it. Which, by the way, just goes to show you, everybody out there, if you've got a buddy who's still stepping on that tired old phrase that the BCS always got it right. And by the way, and if you didn't pay attention over the weekend to the ESPN did the 30 piece on the Miami Hurricanes team, you know, the 2000, 2001, 2002, that stretch with the Butch and Coker. When they got absolutely shafted after beating number one and number two in 2000, didn't even get finished in the top two. Do you realize Florida State would have finished number one this year in the old BCS system? And it would have been either Alabama or Oregon on the outside looking in, and that would have been a crime.
Russ, I want to go to Dan Mullen for a couple of minutes. I know you've been sort of the public relations guy for him, but do you think there's any chance that he will leave Mississippi State and head to greener pasture?
I'm stunned that he hasn't left already, actually. I mean, geez, they're going to lose a ton of kids. Go look at their roster and start checking kids off that are gone, you know? And it takes, you know, all due respect to our cousins in Starkville, but, I mean, it takes a while to build a feels a little bit, you know, it's not like you just roll out the door in Gainesville or Baton Rouge or Alabama and you get a ton of talent just walking in. It takes a while. They got a, you know, limited number of escalators in the city of Starkville. So, you know, I'm surprised. I know that with the 4.3 that Hugh Freeze got on a four-year contract, which, by the way, for those of you who don't know, that's the maximum contract duration that a public employee can get in the state of Mississippi is 4 years. So, I mean, he got the max deal at Oxford. So I guess Mullen's been told he's going to get the same deal at or close to it at Starkville. But I'm surprised he's been loyal to Starkville, so we'll see if he ends up staying.
Russ Mitchell right now inside the game here in Tuscaloosa on Tide 99.1.
Hey, wait. Real quickly, how that cat doesn't win the Coach of the Year award is crazy.
I knew it was coming. Go ahead.
Absolutely crazy. Do you realize we're talking about Mississippi State here? With all due respect, we're talking about the Bulldogs, right? who haven't had a coach with a career winning record since Darrell Royal before he jumped to Texas. He has them ranked number one in the country for a month. Basically lost on the road in on the road in Bryant Denny and on the road in Oxford. So it's taken them to their biggest bowl game since 1941 and finished the season ranked number seven. And you're telling me he's not even a finalist for Coach of the Year, according to the Football Writers Association of America?
But you know how these things work. I mean,
wow.
But a lot of these guys don't do their homework. They just go in and they'll let anybody vote and they vote. That's one of those things.
I was shocked to see the SEC coaches pick Pinkel. And I'm not, no disrespect to Pinkel. I mean, he's done a good job. But I mean, that's in the SEC East. And we all know that's, I mean, the SEC East went 0-4 against the ACC at the end of the season. So, I mean, hardly the flag bearer for the conference. I was shocked that Mullen didn't win that award.
All right, but let me ask you this. Is Michigan still a top five job?
No.
Where do you think it is?
I think, first of all, it takes a very unique individual, and this is why I'd be shocked if Harbaugh takes this job. I really do. You know, because There's booster problems at Auburn, there's booster problems at Alabama, there's booster problems, you know, just about everywhere. But, I mean, it is an absolute nightmare booster problem up in Ann Arbor right now. I mean, there are so many chefs, there's like 50 chefs trying to stir the pot up in Ann Arbor. I mean, they ran off Rich Rod. He was fired before his plane even landed. There were so many influential stakeholders that never wanted him even hired in the first place. And, you know, now they have the situation with Hoke and the athletic director. I mean, do you really want that job? You really want that job? If you're an elite coach, that's where you want to go?
But you're in Starkville. and I know I'm making the case. And listen, I don't care either way. I mean, if Dan Mullen wants to stay in Mississippi State, stay at Mississippi State. I'm just like you. It may take him a couple of years to get back up to that, you know, that level where you can be competitive in this side of the SEC.
I don't know, man. You know how hard it is to do your job when you're micromanaged by one boss? You know, now imagine being micromanaged by 50 bosses. I don't know. I don't think, you know, if I had other options, I don't know if Michigan would be the one. And so suddenly then you just ask me, where's Michigan rank in the great scheme of things in terms of overall jobs? I could think of 10 jobs I'd rather have than that one.
Russ, I'm going to carry you to SEC14.com. It's not an article written by you, but I'd like to get your commentary. The guy that you've partnered up with, TJ Reeves, was on our program last week, and he tried to help us out a little bit and explain, could Saban ride off into the sunset? It's not your article, but I'd love to get your comments.
That's it. Fox Sports guy is getting in trouble again, brother. You know, that's just ridiculous. Saban's not going anywhere until he's either can't walk or, you know, he's won two or three more championships. I mean, if he wins three more championships, he's the greatest college football coach ever.
Oh, seriously. If he's not already.
Well, I mean, the point is it's an argument right now, right? You win two more, three more, then there's no longer even an argument. And he's still a young man. He's still very vibrant. He still has a lot to do. And, you know, and you got one last thing. From his makeup, it's like you got to prove it over and over in his mind. You know, I mean, it appears that it's like you forget about what happened yesterday, and it's just you got to prove it again and again. I don't think, by the way, that's very healthy. But in terms of being, you know, a winner on a field, you know, it does give you an advantage.
I like the comment that you made. If he wins two more, then you're having that argument now. I tried to convince a lot of folks last week that I think it's just harder to do in the current times than what it was in the 60s and 70s. But I didn't get, trust me, I didn't make, you know, I took three steps forward and five steps back. And I never made any progress with that statement last week.
No, but if he does, I mean, he did it at LSU, he did it at Alabama, if he does it, you know, a few more times, then, I mean, and by the way, not just during the modern era, but during the golden age of the SEC, a conference that has had four different teams win the national championship during that eight-year span. So, you know, I mean, that would make it even more, a conference so difficult that he didn't even win it one year that he won the national championship. So if he's able to do it inside that environment, then I think that would put it way all over the top.
Before we go back to Alabama, I want to skip around just for a second. I want to go across the state. How big of a hire was Will Muschamp going to Auburn?
Huge. You know, by the way, and can we just say how spectacular it would be if Auburn made it to the championship game and played Florida, and Will Muschamp's on the other side of the field, not only cashing his $1.6 million from Auburn, but his whatever it is, you know, $2 plus million from Foley. Foley's still writing this cat checks. Executive of the year, right? Still writing this guy checks. And for the next 2-3 years, and he's competing against him? Spectacular.
Well, you look back at these moves, and you know how these contracts get extended. They're PR moves. They extend a coach. I mean, we did it here. And then we fired a guy a few years ago. I mean, it's been almost 10, but I mean, you know, you look back. I mean, you give him a contract extension for it's a PR move. It's a recruiting message. And then they fire the guy. I mean, that happens all over college football, and it's why some of these programs are in a little bit of financial trouble when it comes to firing coaches.
It's not so much the money. It's the fact that you're allowing him to coach inside. And, you know, clearly it's in the contract, but not in the contract, but there has to be some sort of I can guarantee if I'm an athletic director, I would certainly be looking at my contract going, so if I fire this cat, he can go over and become the defensive coordinator of my arch rival or my conference opponent and beat me on the field. Do you know how ugly that's going to look to Florida fans and you know, who ostensibly are this guy's employers? You know, I mean, I think that was bad. But getting back to Auburn, it's a great hire. You know, I mean, not only does he is an excellent defensive coach, clearly. He's been for years since he, you know, learned at the knee of Saban and moved on. He's been a successful defensive-minded coach everywhere he's ever gone. And overnight, he turns around the gravity of that defensive unit for the Auburn Tigers. And, you know, it's great to keep him in the conference.
Russ Mitchell, CFB, Russ Mitchell College Football News, SEC14.com. Russell, let me ask you the final question. I was on an interview over the weekend on a national radio broadcast. You've already mentioned Fox Sports, so I'll say it's Fox Sports. And Florida State quarterback Chris Ricks does a great show out on Saturday mornings talking about college football. And he's been nice enough to feature me quite frequently throughout the college football season. He hit me with a question, and it was a broad-sided question. And he said, what's more impressive, Lane Kiffin doing the job that he's done as an offensive coordinator, Alabama's Amari Cooper doing what he's done as a wide receiver, or Blake Sims doing what he's done as a quarterback?
It's crazy. They're all connected together. If you had to split them out, you know, I would probably say Blake Sims, and I'd say it for this reason. I'd say, first of all, he's the middle between the two, right? You know, Lane puts the call into Blake, and Blake has to execute to Amari. So, I mean, he's the middle. The second is you knew Amari was going to be great. You had an idea Lane was going to be good, but there was a tremendous amount of uncertainty around Blake heading into the year, and certainly after his woeful performance in the A game. And, you know, he finishes the season in passing yards, second in the SEC, second in the SEC in total yards, third in the SEC in terms of total offense per game as the quarterback on the field. You know, he ends up with the best quarterback rating. Think about this. Blake Sims finishes the year with the best QB rating in the entire SEC.
So which one?
Stop it. Blake Sims.
All right, just making sure.
I mean, again, they're all interconnected.
Well, sure, but I mean, you got to pick one. Sims, yeah, I mean, and that's where, I mean, I was put on the spot, and it was like, oh, wow, okay. Russ Mitchell, man, I hope you have an amazing holiday break. If we have a chance, I don't know exactly how your travel plans will line up there.
But for the Sugar Bowl.
Yeah, no doubt. We'll have that chance. Russ Mitchell, SEC 14, College Football News. Russ Mitchell, thank you so much for being a part of our show.
And then we'll all get together in Dallas, too, because Alabama will be beating Ohio State.
Look at that. Thanks, Russ.
Talk to you later.
Thank you, Russ. We appreciate it.